For the sum of our hearts before Almighty Yahweh's throne of grace. Father Yahweh, we come before you on this, your high holy Sabbath day, Yom Teruah. And we ask, Father, that you would be with your servants, that you would bless us, that you would watch over us. As we come before you, Father, to give honor and praise to your holy name, we thank you, Father, for calling us out of this sinful world into your marvelous light. We ask, Father, that your will be done in our lives, that your word would have free course in us, and that you would cause us to follow you, Father, to seek your face and to do your will. Help us, Father, as we humbly come before you on this, your high holy Sabbath day, to give not only honor and praise to you, Father, but to learn of your holy name and your word, the word made flesh, Yahshua the Messiah, that we would walk in your truth and follow after Yahshua the Messiah, who came and gave us the opportunity of life everlasting. Help us, Father, to do your will and to do that which is right in your sight. And help us to overcome, Father, the sins that so easily beset us. Help us, Father, as we not looking at each other, but looking in the mirror at ourselves, Father, so that we would make the changes necessary to serve you and be better servants. Help us, Father, when we look into that mirror, look at Yahshua, who is perfect, and let us try to attain to his perfectness as we seek to do your will and do that which is right in your sight. We love you and thank you for all you've done for us, for our life, health, and strength. In the name of your Son, Yahshua the Messiah, we ask all these favors and blessings. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This message is entitled, Blow the Trumpet. Blow the trumpet. Our first scripture is going to be found in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 25. Leviticus 23:23-25 says, And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, In the seventh month, on the first day of the month shall be a solemn rest to you, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work for your regular labor, and you shall offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh. This day is different than any other day. And I'll explain that in a little bit. Almighty Yahweh has shown us that today is a special Sabbath to him. Not only is it a new moon, it's a high Sabbath day. In Numbers 29, turn over to Numbers 29. We'll start in verse 1. And in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work. It is a day of blowing of trumpets to you. And you shall offer a burnt offering for a sweet savor to Yahweh, one young bullock, one ram, seven he-lambs a year old without blemish, and be a meal offering, fine flour mingled with oil, 3/10 parts for the bullock, 2/10 parts for the ram, and 1/10 part for every lamb of the seven lambs, and one he-goat for a sin offering, to make atonement for you. Now, these animals were offered, but he says in verse 5, and one he-goat for a sin offering. And we're going to look at this a little closer as we get closer on the Day of Atonement, after we go through the 9 days of awe. Because from the day, this day, to the Day of Atonement, we've got 10 days total, but we have 9 days from today up to the 10th day. in which Yahshua offered himself to be a propitiation or an atonement for his people. In verse 6, it says, besides the burnt offering of the new moon and the meal offering of it, and the continual burnt offering and the meal offering of it, and their drink offerings according to their ordinance, for a sweet savor, an offering made by fire to Yahweh. And in Numbers chapter 10, verse 1, and we'll read verses 1 to 10. That's Numbers 10, starting in verse 1. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, make yourselves two trumpets of silver, of beaten work. You shall make them, and you shall use them for the calling of the congregation, and for the journeying of the camps. So when Yahweh wants to call Israel, he blows the trumpet. He blows the trumpet. It's to get your attention. Yahweh's trying to get your attention today, brother. In verse 3, and when they shall blow them, all the congregation shall gather themselves to you at the door of the tent of meeting, wherever it is that we're supposed to gather. Now, at that time, it was the tent of meeting. After that, it was the temple. Today, wherever Yahweh places his name, we come together to worship him. In verse 4, it says, and if they blow but one, then the princes, the heads of the thousands of Israel, shall gather themselves to you. And when you blow an alarm, the camps that lie on the east side shall take their journey. And when you blow an alarm the second time, the camps that lie on the south side shall take their journey. They shall blow an alarm for their journeys. But when the assembly is to be gathered together, you shall blow, but you shall not sound an alarm. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall blow the trumpets, and they shall be to you for a statute forever, throughout your generation. And when you go to war in your land against the adversary that oppresses you, and the adversary that oppresses us today, brethren, is Satan the devil. And we are at war with Satan. And today is the day of the memorial of blowing of trumpets, so that we can understand that Yahweh is calling us to attention. Then you shall sound an alarm with the trumpets, and you shall be remembered before Yahweh your Elohim, and you shall be saved from your enemies. Yahweh's going to save us from our enemies. Also, in the day of your gladness and in your set feast, which is today, and in the beginning of your month, which is today, you shall blow the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over your sacrifices of your peace offerings, and they shall be to you for a memorial before Yahweh, before your Elohim. I am Yahweh, your Elohim. He signs it with his name, his stamp. Psalm 81. Verses 3 to 5. Psalm 81. Blow the trumpet at the new moon, at the full moon, on our feast day, for it is a statute for Israel, an ordinance of the Elohim of Jacob. He appointed it in Joseph for a testimony, when he went out over the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I knew not. Yahweh has commanded us to keep the Feast of Trumpets, Yom Teruah. The Feast of Trumpets fulfills this passage in two ways. It is a new moon and a feast day. It's the only new moon that is a feast day. Exodus chapter 19. Exodus chapter 19. I'm going to start in verse 7. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people and set before them all these words which Yahweh commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, all that Yahweh has spoken, we will do. And Moses reported the words of the people to Yahweh. And Yahweh said to Moses, lo, I come to you in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with you, and may also believe you forever. And Moses told the words of the people to Yahweh. And Yahweh said to Moses, go to the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their garments and be ready for the third day. For the third day, Yahweh will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. And you shall set limits for the people all around, saying, take heed to yourselves that you go not up to the mountain or touch the border of it. Whoever touches the mountain shall be surely put to death. No hand shall touch him, but he shall surely be stoned or shot through, whether it be beast or man. He shall not live. When the trumpet sounds long, they shall come up to the mount. When that trumpet blast goes off, the people are being called to the worship of Yahweh. They're being called to Yahweh. Verse 14, and Moses went down from the mount to the people and sanctified the people, and they washed their garments. And he said to the people, be ready by the third day, come not near a woman. And it came to pass on the third day, when it was morning, that there were thunderings and lightning and a thick cloud on the mount, and the sound of a trumpet very loud. And all the people that were in the camp trembled. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet Elohim, and they stood at the lower part of the mount. And Mount Sinai, the whole of it smoked, because Yahweh descended on it in fire. And the smoke of it ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. And when the voice of the trumpet grew louder and louder, Moses spoke, and Elohim answered him by a voice. Now, a lot of people believe that this trumpet was being blown by an angel. This trumpet wasn't being blown by Israel. This trumpet was being blown by an outside source, you might say, especially in verse 16, it says, and the sound of the trumpet was very loud. Very loud. And then it grew louder and louder in verse 19. This trumpet that was being blown was not being blown by man, brethren. The trumpet of Yahweh is warning Israel of impending judgment. Judgment is about to fall on the earth. Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 8. It says, yes, in the way of your judgments, O Yahweh, have we waited for you, to your name, even to your memorial name, is the desire of our souls. With my soul have I desired you tonight, yes, with my spirit within me will I seek you earnestly. But when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world learn righteousness. Let favor be shown to the wicked, yet he will not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness will he deal wrongfully and will not behold the majesty of Yahweh. We want to see the majesty of Yahweh, brethren. We want to see Yahweh. Therefore, we will heed the trumpet that is being blown. Daniel chapter 7. Daniel chapter 7. And we'll start in verse 7. After this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, terrible and powerful, and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and broke in pieces and stamped the residue with its feet, and it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. And I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another horn, a little one, before which three of the first horns were plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things. I beheld till thrones were placed, and one that was ancient of days did sit. His raiment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was fiery flames, and the wheels of it burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands of thousands ministered to him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. And the judgment was set, and the books were open. I beheld at that time, because of the voice of the great words which the horn spoke, I beheld even till the beast was slain and its body destroyed, and it was given to be burned with fire. As for the rest of the beasts, their dominion was taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and a time. I saw in the night visions, and behold, there came with the clouds of heaven one like a son of man, and he came even to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him, and there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, and all the peoples, nation, and language should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. As for me, Daniel, my spirit was grieved in the middle of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near to one of them that stood by, and asked him the truth concerning all this. So he told me and made me know the interpretation of the things. These great beasts, which are four, are four kings that shall arise out of the earth, but the saints of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I desired to know the truth concerning the fourth beast, which was diverse or different from all of them, very terrible, whose teeth were of iron and his bronze. bronze, which devoured broken pieces and stamped the residue with its feet, and concerning the 10 horns that were on his heads, and the other horn which came up, and before which the 3 fell, even that horn that had eyes and a mouth that spoke great things, whose look was more stout than its fellows. I beheld the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Thus, he said, the fourth beast shall be a fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all the kingdoms. It's going to be different than any other kingdom, and shall devour the whole earth. Now, a lot of the prophecies have more than one revelation. This prophecy was speaking of the Roman army, but it's also speaking of the last days, the Holy Roman Empire, the new Roman Empire. Because it says, it shall be diverse from all the kingdoms and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. And as for the 10 horns, out of this kingdom shall 10 kings rise, and another shall arise after them. And he shall be diverse from the former, and he shall put down 3 kings. And he shall speak words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and he shall think to change the times and the law, and they shall be given into his hand until the time and times and a half time, the 3.5 years, the tribulation. But the judgment shall be set, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it to the end, and the kingdom and the dominion and the greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. See, this hasn't happened yet, brethren, but it's going to happen in the very near future. And all dominions shall serve and obey him. Here is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my thought much troubled me, and my countenance was changed in me, but I kept the matter in my heart. Revelation chapter 8. We'll start in verse 6. Revelation chapter 8, verse 6. And the 7 angels that had the 7 trumpets prepared themselves to sound. And the first sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. And the third part of the earth was burnt up, and the third part of the trees were burnt up, and all the green trees, grass, was burnt up. And the second angel sounded, as it were a great mountain burning with fire, was cast into the sea. Now, a great mountain. If we see a meteor coming at this planet, it'll look like a mountain, depending on how big this meteor is. And this meteor, it says, was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood, and there died the third part of the creatures which were in the sea, even they that had life, and the third part of the ships were destroyed. And the third angel sounded, and there fell from heaven a great star burning as a torch, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of the waters, and the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters. because they were made bitter. And the fourth angel sounded the trumpet, and the third part of the sun was struck, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, and the third part of them should be darkened, and the day should not shine for the third part of it, and the night in the same manner. So you see, we have a 16-hour day instead of a 24-hour day. So time would be shortened. Verse 13, and I saw and I heard an eagle flying in mid-heaven, saying with a great voice, woe, 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 for them that dwell on the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels who are yet to sound. Chapter 9, verse 1, and the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star from heaven fall into the earth, and there was given to him the key of the pit of the abyss. And this star is an angel. And he opened the pit of the abyss, and there went up a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And out of the smoke came forth locusts upon the earth, and power was given them, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was said to them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only such men as have not the seal of Yahweh on their foreheads. And it was given them that they should not kill them, but they should be tormented 5 months, and their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when it strikes a man, and in those days men shall seek death, and shall in no way find it, and they shall desire to die, and death flees from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like horses prepared for war, and upon their heads as it were crowns like gold, and their faces were as men's faces, and they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth was like the teeth of lions, and they had breastplates as it were breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots, of many horses rushing to war. And they have tails like scorpions and stings, and in their tails is their power to hurt men 5 months. They have over them as king the angel of the abyss. His name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and in the Greek language, he has the name Apollyon. The first woe is past. Behold, there come yet two woes after this. In verse 13, and the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the horns of the golden altar, which is before Yahweh, one saying to the sixth angel that had the trumpet, loose the four angels that are bound at the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loose that had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year, that they should kill the third part of men. And the number of the armies of the horsemen was twice 10,000 times 10,000. That's 200 million men. I heard the number of them, and thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them having breastplates of fire and of hyacinth and of brimstone. And the heads of the horses are as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths proceed fire, smoke, and brimstone. And when you're looking at someone that doesn't know what a tank looks like, he knows that it's moving and that it's firing. And this tank would be like a chariot of horses to John. But this army is moving into the Holy Land. In verse 18, by these three plagues was the third part of men killed, by the fire and the smoke and the brimstone which proceeded out of their mouths. For the power of the horses is in their mouths, and in their tails, and their tails are like serpents, and have heads, and with them they hurt. And the rest of mankind who were not killed with these plagues repented not of the works of their hands. The trumpet was being blown, but they did not repent, that they should not worship demons and the idols of gold and of silver and of brass and of stone and of wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. And they repented not of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. Trumpets is the time to sound the alarm. Yahweh is calling his people to repentance. Blow the trumpet, it tells us in the word, at the new moon or in the feast day. Today the trumpet is being blown. The question is, are we going to repent? Are we turning back to Yahweh? Chapter 10, Revelation chapter 10, verse 1. And I saw another strong angel coming down out of heaven, arrayed with a cloud, and the rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had open in his hand a little book, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left upon the earth. And he cried with a great voice as a lion roars. And when he cried, the seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying, seal up the things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel that I saw standing upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his right hand to heaven and swore by him that lives forever and ever, who created the heavens and the things that are in them, and the earth and the things that are in it, and the sea and the things that are in it, that there shall be delay no longer, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he is about to sound, then is finished the mystery of Elohim, according to the good tidings which he declared to his servants, the prophets. Yahweh is declaring to his people today that judgment is about to fall on the earth. Revelation chapter 12, verse 13. And when the dragon saw that he was cast down to the earth, he persecuted the woman and brought forth the man-child. And there were given to the woman the two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness to her place where she is nourished for a time and time and half a time, the 3.5 years, from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth after the woman water as a river, that he might cause her to be carried away by the streams. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the river which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon became exceedingly angry with the woman and went away to make war with the remnant of her seed that keep the commandments of Yahweh and hold the testimony of Yahshua. The people of the world are not keeping the commandments of Yahweh. But this is why the trumpet is being blown, so that they would understand that they need to keep the commandments of Yahweh and have the testimony of Yahshua. Revelation 14, verse 6. And I saw another angel flying in mid-heaven, having eternal good tidings to proclaim to them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and tribe and tongue and people. See, this message has to go out to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people. It's not just for one group of people. Everyone has to become Israel. Yahweh is the mighty one, the living El. He's the mighty one of Israel. Those who rule with Elohim. Those who are overcomers. That's why we can't discriminate against anyone, any race, any people. Yahweh's calling all people through the trumpet blast. This is the calling, not of just the assemblies. This is the calling of all of Yahweh's people. Verse 7, and he says with a great voice, fear Yahweh and give him glory, for the hour of his judgment has come. And worship him that made the heaven and the earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. And another, a second angel, followed, saying, fallen, fallen is Babylon the great, that has made all the nations to drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And another angel, a third, followed them, saying with a great voice, if any man worships the beast and his image and receives the mark, a mark on his forehead or on his hand, he also shall drink of the wine of the wrath of Yahweh, which is prepared unmixed in the cup of his anger, and he shall be tormented. The word is basanos, judge or judgment, with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their judgment, their torment, goes up forever and ever. And they have no rest day and night, they that worship the beast in his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints, they that keep the commandments of Yahweh and the faith of Yahshua. Those that have accepted the mark of the beast are going to die. They're going to be destroyed. Revelation 18. We'll be closing at Revelation 18, starting in verse 1. After these things, I saw another angel coming down out of heaven, having great authority, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried with a mighty voice, saying, fallen, fallen is Babylon the great, and has become a habitation of demons, and a hole of every unclean spirit, and a hole of every unclean and hateful bird. For by the wine of the wrath of her fornication, all the nations have fallen, and the kings of the earth committed fornication with her. And the merchandise, the merchants of the earth became rich by the power of her wantonness. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come forth, my people, out of her. That you have no fellowship with her sins, and that you receive not her plague. For her sins have reached even to heaven, and Yahweh has remembered her iniquities. Render to her even as she rendered, and double the double according to her works. In the cup which she mingled, mingled to her double. However much she glorified herself and became wanton, so much give her of the torment and mourning. For she says in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow, and shall in no wise see mourning. Therefore, in one day shall her plagues come, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burnt with fire, as strong as Yahweh Elohim who judged her, and the kings of the earth who committed fornication and lived wantonly with her shall weep and wail over her when they look upon the smoke of her burning, standing far off from the fear of her torment, saying, woe, woe, the great city Babylon, the strong city, for in 1 hour your judgment came. Almighty Yahweh's people must heed the trumpet, which is blowing to warn his people of his impending judgment. If you love Almighty Yahweh, you will listen to the sound of the trumpet and repent from any sins that you may have committed. May Almighty Yahweh bless you as you seek to serve Him on this holy, high holy day. I'm going to ask Brother Davis if he would close with a word of prayer.
Hello. Hallelujah. Almighty Yahweh, we praise and thank you for this day, this time, this moment, this hour, for allowing us to hear this word about your trumpet blowing and allowing us to take heed to the warning, to allow ourselves to repent. We ask that you would just give strength in us with humility so we can humble ourselves and repent so that we're able to be in right standing with you. We ask for your spirit to rest, rule, and abide upon each and every one of us. And we ask that you would continue to replenish and quicken your spirit in Elder Davis and Sister Davis. We ask that you would continue to quicken your spirit amongst all of us so that we are able to humble ourselves before your throne of mercy and grace and repent. We all came up short. We're doing stuff that we've been doing so long that we are numb to. So we ask that you would allow us a spirit of humility, and you stir up your spirit within us, that spirit of discernment, so we can discern what is right and what is
wrong.
So we ask that the same will find God's one name. Hallelujah.
Conference muted.